The Stripe Open Router acquisition story broke late Sunday, and TechCrunch is reporting the figure at $7 billion or more. To put that in context, Open Router is essentially a routing layer that sits between developers and multiple LLM providers, Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, Mistral, and others. You send a request to Open Router, and it dispatches it to whatever model you've configured, handling fallbacks, rate limiting, and cost optimization. Stripe, as the company that processes payments for a huge percentage of the internet's API economy, is looking at this and seeing something that most people missed.
What they're seeing is that AI API consumption has become a significant payment flow. And right now, that flow is fragmented across dozens of providers, each with their own billing, their own credit systems, their own reconciliation headaches. If you acquire the routing layer, you also potentially acquire the billing layer. Stripe gets to be the financial infrastructure for AI consumption the same way it became the financial infrastructure for e-commerce.
This connects directly to another story the HN community is analyzing today, the AI credit resale economy. The piece over at Vectoral.com calls these players token brokers, and it's describing a secondary market that has genuinely surprised me. Companies are buying API credits in bulk at discount, reselling them at margin, arbitraging rate limits across geographic regions, and essentially performing the same function that wholesale commodity traders perform in energy markets. This isn't a gray market. Some of these operations are fairly sophisticated and openly commercial.
The comparison to energy commodity trading is apt, Marcus, but I'd push it one level further. In energy markets, you had deregulation create the conditions for Enron-style complexity. And while I'm not predicting anything that dramatic here, the structural dynamic is similar. When the underlying resource becomes scarce and valuable enough, intermediary markets emerge. The question for AI specifically is whether the model providers actually want this ecosystem or whether they see it as margin erosion.
The HN comments are split on that. Some users are pointing out that this is just ordinary enterprise discount negotiation at scale. Resellers have existed in software licensing forever. Others are more skeptical about what happens when token brokers start routing around safety policies. Because if you're buying credits from a reseller, you may not be subject to the same usage terms as a direct API customer.
Which is a genuinely uncomfortable dynamic. Open Router's entire value proposition is model agnostic routing. You pick the cheapest or fastest model for a given task. But those models have different content policies, different safety guardrails, different data retention practices. If you're brokering access to those models through an intermediary, accountability for policy compliance gets murky.
For Stripe, none of that is necessarily a deal breaker. They process transactions without necessarily adjudicating the ethics of every business that uses them. But it does mean a $7 billion acquisition comes with some policy complexity that will need resolution. The HN thread has one comment that keeps getting upvoted. Stripe is buying the pipes, not the water. That's a cleanly articulated version of what the strategic thesis actually is.
Before we close out the business angle here, there's a natural connection to antitrust law that Marcus actually wanted to walk through, because the Stripe Open Router deal, depending on how markets get defined, could attract regulatory scrutiny in ways that aren't obvious on the surface.
Right. And this is a good moment for what we call the curriculum corner, a brief but substantive explainer on something that's directly relevant to what we're covering. Antitrust law, specifically how it applies to tech acquisitions. The foundational U.S. law is the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, which makes it illegal to monopolize or attempt to monopolize any market. But here's what most people misunderstand. Market share alone is not sufficient for a monopoly finding. A court ruled in the famous Standard Oil case that you need both substantial market power and anti-competitive conduct. Having 60% of a market isn't automatically illegal. Using that position to crush competitors through predatory pricing, exclusive dealing, or other exclusionary practices is what triggers liability.
And market definition is where these cases live or die. If regulators define the market as AIAPI routing, Stripe Open Router combined is enormous. If they define it as developer cloud services generally, the share looks much smaller. Stripe's lawyers will argue for the broadest possible market definition, and the FTC or DOJ will try to narrow it.
The analogy I'd use is a highway toll booth. Owning one toll booth on one road isn't a monopoly. But if your company owns every on-ramp to every major highway in the country, and you start charging differential rates based on whose trucks you prefer, that's the conduct that gets you into trouble. The question for Stripe OpenRouter is whether they control enough of the routing layer to make that kind of preferential treatment possible, and whether they'd be tempted to do it.
We'll be watching the regulatory filings on this one. $7 billion almost certainly crosses the Hart-Scott-Rodino threshold for mandatory merger review. This is not a deal that slips through quietly.